Blog Talk Radio.
Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. Let's have some fun. It's the weekend, and the good part about this show is you never know what you're going to hear. I had a lot of individuals today saying, what is going on with the music? Well, I played a little bit of Lithomancy Class from Gary. We had also a little bit of an intro from Chemistry with our wonderful Keith and Woody, our friends that always listen to the show. And then to top it off, we added that lovely intro by our wonderful, talented Brooke, and we are going to have some Psychics Gone Wild. You know whose day it is. It's Sunday. It's the fun day. It's the day with that psychic individual who's just fun all around time and loves to be hyper and positive, Melissa Berman. Melissa, how are you today?
Hi, I'm so sorry. I've been trying. I called you on your regular line. My computer is going insane today, so I'm so grateful that you can you hear me okay and everything?
Wonderful. You're
Hi,
in.
Hi, how are you, everybody? It's the end of Mercury retrograde in 1 hour, and I'm definitely feeling it. So I'm so grateful this worked out. I was like, I called your other line. I can't get online, and I can't find the phone number, and my computer's going crazy, so I'm going to take a deep breath and just, I'm so grateful to be with everybody. I hope everybody's doing well.
Everybody's going real good here. I've got a birthday coming up. We took off on the We rode in a balloon. It was like a one of those old-fashioned balloons you ride in, like, dip
and
off.
Oh. And your birthday's on the 12th?
Yeah, I've got to work that night. I'm going to be the psychic down here in Tampa Arena. If you guys come down to Florida or you're in Tampa, check it out. I'm the tarot reader, actually, this year. And so I'll be doing the readings there for 4 hours during the November 12th. So we took
on
off
your birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward. And Melissa, we've got quite a few questions and answers and a lot of fun here. We have people that are writing in on the computer. Please call in at 773-897-6461. We've got a few in the queue, but we ran through so fast the last couple of days. I've been having individuals say there's just so many people calling in. Always call in. You never know, because
Wonderful.
One of the things, you know, Mercury retrograde is like what we were just saying here, is one of those things that the phones get bugged or they get knocked off or whatever happens. We try to get to as many, and we love all of you guys that call in. And if you don't, write me an email. We've got a question right off the bat. Melissa Berman, to Melissa Berman, one of the questions I have for Melissa is, I have listened to her a couple times on the show and really enjoy her positive personality. I know that she talks about, she provides nurturing practical guidance with hers. And I feel like sometimes with my meetings that I do here in Des Moines, that I'm not able to really help my people. I'm not able to help the clients that come in the psychic store I work at. Melissa, what advice would you give me when I just feel a little burnout and keep wanting to help people?
Okay, Jethro, you just broke up, so I couldn't hear the last few words you just said.
Oh, no problem. We are having Mercury, and it's my rising, and this last hour is intense. I think all three of my phones are on happy timeout or something. What she's asking is that she wants to know what you would suggest for her. She's getting burnt out here in Des Moines, Iowa, reading for individuals in their auras. What would you suggest her to do to keep her giving them nutrition and positive input? Because she sounds like their customers and everybody are kind of grumpy there.
Got it. Okay, and I'm not sure in this store if she's allowed to do any ritual in her room itself. She may not be able to have candles or incense. So if she's not able to do that, make a healing spray. And I would suggest, you know, just getting some essential oils and putting some frankincense, some myrrh in there, maybe some dragon's blood, some sandalwood, and put it in one of those little spray bottles. You can put some gemstones, like chips of gemstones at the bottom, and you're going to invoke it. You want protection, you want clear reception, you want only good to come in and only good to go out, which she is the channel for that, but there's a lot of, you know, there's psychic attack there. There's definitely interference. There's jealousy hitting her. So she wants to protect her being, you know, protection shields, and then if she can't have candles or anything in there, make this spray that she can spray the room, you know, northwest, south, and east, invoke it, bring in her spirit guides and everyone, spray herself, spray her table, spray her cards, bring crystals in there so she can make the space her own when she's there. Whatever she's doing now, it's not strong enough for her, so she needs to make this elixir. And you can top it off. I would suggest putting these oils and these little chips of stuff at the bottom of this spray bottle and use distilled water and top it off with a little bit of brandy so that it doesn't go sour. And shake it 40 times and put your invocation in it. And you'll see a change. The burnout is because people are not honoring her gifts. Is it a woman? I'm guessing it feels female to me. They're not honoring her gifts. So they're making her feel bad about who she is instead of supporting her. So it'd be great if she could do some readings maybe on the side and not let them know. But she's in Des Moines, Iowa, and if this is where she feels her home base is, that's okay. So she can do that elixir thing, and I think it'll really help. Get some black tourmaline. Get some, amethyst, some whatever, rose quartz for herself. But definitely make that elixir if she can't have candles and incense in there, and just spray away.
Very beautiful. Very excellent. And we have an individual here running Ted from this is from Tennessee. Ted's like, I love listening to the show. Sundays, you guys are just totally wild. I want to know, where do I go to get a reading by Melissa? I look, okay, go to psychicsgonewild.com, and you can look there. And also, Melissa, let them know of a way to email you. A lot of individuals, and we joked last time. I've got a lot of emails from one going, what were you joking about? It's M.A. Berman Art.
You know, yes, you called me Ma Berman. So it's M.A. Berman Arts, A-R-T-S, at gmail.com. So I'm not on Facebook, guys, except through Jethro's website right now, because I tried Facebook and I got so bombarded by the energy, and I'm sure there's a lot of you out there can relate to it. It was so overwhelming to me that I had to get off. It was just too much invasion. So I hope I apologize, but you can get a hold of me directly at my M.A. Berman Arts at gmail.com. I will not use your email for anything but communication between us, and then we can set something up. I can do phone reading. I can do email reading. I can do, you know, if you're in California, I can come to you. If you're in Tennessee, it would be best to do a phone reading, or we can definitely, I don't have Skype or any of that. I'm a little old-fashioned. I'm not so much behind the times, but I kind of really love the fact that I can work with Jethro and Kay and have this other aspect, because there's so much integrity with Psychics Gone Wild, and then, you know, just have, and Jethro has complete support and faith of me that, you know, eventually other things will branch out technologically, but I really like the just be able to talk to somebody and connect with you. And so, yeah, so my friend in Tennessee, please feel free to contact me at mabermanarts@gmail.com.
Those of you tuning in, you know, just coming in, definitely, if you also get a time with Psychics Gone Wild, we are in the top number. Call, and you can set up and talk with a reader of our show. This week, we're sharing the number is Gary, and it's 512-707-0836. And Gary will set it up with you. He'll go ahead and give you the email there. Melissa's, he is working. You know, those of you who are doing the Lithmacy class, catch me at Psychics Gone Wild. We're setting that up this week on Wednesday. So, definitely. And Melissa, we love having Melissa on. We've got a lot of phones. We're going to go ahead and take a few phone calls. We've got one more email, and I'm going to pick out of the bag here.
Okay.
And we've got one. A Merry Christmas to all of you. I really enjoyed the show Friday and the sex. I cannot believe everyone was talking about their love life and all of the individuals who've been messing around. I really must warn you, Jethro, you were really doing a lot of readings about blood issues. That's what we do. I do understand Friday was pretty intense. The person that had a relationship with someone that had an affair on her. If you know, and this is what I do encourage you guys, this is an adult show. We love to do the show because we help everyone. As you saw here, it is live. That's why today Melissa called, I was called. We're like trying to get in here to help you. So when we pick up the phone, we do encourage everyone. I want people to be open and direct. If you want Disney, then you need to go to another show. I did get a lot of other individuals who asked why me and Patty did stay with helping the person. Really simple answer. The lady called in. She has a very serious situation. If you realize, it wasn't just about the affair. So those of you who are a little uptight about that, she wrote in and also asked for some very serious spiritual advice, which is why Patty and me stayed with her a little longer. So I welcome all of you guys, and I understand. If you ever get worried, then you know, there's one way to stop that. Turn it off. 602, how are you? We love you, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, 602.
Wild, 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 wild. Happy birthday, Jethro. Hi, Melissa. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, who is this?
This is Angie in Arizona.
Hi, Angie. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
How can we help you today, Angie?
Well, I have several clients, but this one particular client that I wanted to talk to you about, his name is Mark, and I went to his office in September, and I showed him where he could save money. Instead of paying $2,000 a quarter, he can pay $1,000 and roll over the money from another policy. But he wants his wife, who's an attorney, and him and me to all meet, and then we'll do it. But obviously, one's busy, the other one's busy. We can never get together. So I was wondering when you see us getting together, because it's a commission of $8,000, and it could help me out, you know, financially for the next couple of months.
Right. They're a little bit difficult. They definitely, it feels a little bit like strings being pulled a little bit, and that, you know, they think you're doing them a big favor and all this stuff. There's that aspect of it, and I don't want it to sound like they're mean, or it's just kind of who they are, their nature. So handle it with kid gloves. Be as patient as you can be. Make yourself accessible to them. And,
I called him on, I think, on Thursday, and he goes, "You call me every week. I will call you. We want to do it. I will call you when I'm ready." So that was a point to me saying, you know, don't call me. I'll call you. So I was wondering whether you could pick up, you know, whether it would be this month or next month, because I did leave a message saying that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a sticky situation. If you can change your mindset and not worry about the $8,000 right now, it'll lighten it up. You're going to have to stay on it. Unfortunately, these people aren't what they say they are. It's kind of disappointing. What do you think, Jethro?
I agree. I feel the same thing, and I feel the really sad part about the situation is that you're going to have to be on them like a pit bull. You're going to have to grab to get this because, unfortunately, what I feel that has happened for you is, Andy, you are a good person, and you did these things, and now it's gotten to the point where you're going to have to really push. And we are in those times right now. I know of a lot of individuals who are in situation you're in, and I've had some others I've helped here, and it's good because one way we're also clearing up the air. So by you standing up for yourself and you working with some things that you can do, you will get it. Unfortunately, it's just very time consuming, and I've had a lot of individuals tell me, what happened? Jupiter went the right direction and took out all these individuals who are doing it. It's because this country is in a hard situation, you know?
But for you, Angie, because you're used to doing good business, these people are demonstrating to you that they aren't doing good business. So you have to kind of find a fine line there. You're not being a pest. You're doing good business. But if you can get your desperation about the $8,000 out of there, which is hard to do, but just don't look at them as the $8,000.
Oh, no, I was just giving you a figure so you knew that it was a sizable commission.
Oh, good.
You know, I have other things going on, you know, like I wrote somebody up on Friday, and I'm going to write her sister up this week, and I've got three or four other people, but that's the biggest one of all the ones that I'm working on. So
right, okay, so just, you've got to just...
So I'm not going to call them until after the first of December, because I'll just wait for the holidays, because he always says, well, she's going to do it. You know, so I called him and reminded him. I said, Monday is a holiday. Courts are closed. We could meet.
right.
But they have kids and stuff.
Right now, just, you know...
Well, the youngest child is 14. He's 61,
right.
And I don't know how old she is. So.
Right. But you don't know what people... These people have bad habits in business. I mean, it's just that clear. And you just have to kind of sidestep around it. You don't have to walk on eggshells, but handle it with kid gloves. You'll definitely connect with this guy, but he's not going to make it easy for you. He's going to give you the runaround. He's going to keep doing this because he's a control freak. I'm sorry.
Really? Because the other two policies I wrote up on him, he goes, yeah, let's do it. And I went right over there and signed him up. So that's why I'm so surprised that they're procrastinating about this one, you know, because it's weird.
Times have changed and there are other things going on. What do you think, Jethro? And then we got to move on. But what do you think, Jeff?
I feel the very same thing, and I feel that's what they're telling me. And Angie, we know with you that we're going to put the prayers out for you. Get a chance to sit down with a little bit of energy and work with some of the protections and the manifesting with one of us spiritual counselors. I know that Melissa does it. There's a couple of others there on psychicsgonewild.com. And, you know, that's what I feel, and that's what we're getting. And, you know, I wish you the best. I blessings to you. Someday I'll see you there when I'm in Sedona again. I go back periodically and do classes there in Sedona, Arizona. We are loving the fact that today you guys have hit the phones really crazy. So we're going to limit it to one question and so many minutes, only because we've got so many people. Melissa, you're back, and they love you. They're going nuts for Melissa.
Oh, I love you guys. And I wish I could wave a magic wand for all of us, for everybody. And we just have a lot of lessons we're stepping into. And we just have to keep going up and up and up the ladder and just keep moving forward. And we're here to help you guys and keep up the good work that all of you are doing, too, you know.
And that's not my son's girlfriend. You to watch him out.
Hello? Jethro?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, 617?
Oh, hi, Jethro. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you. It's going to be the 12th. What are you doing, Jethro?
Who is this? She's gone wild. What's your name, love?
Catherine. How you doing?
Catherine with a K or with a C?
Oh, with a K.
Okay.
Cool.
What was going on there, Catherine? You need our help. There's fighting going on the homestead. What?
No, I was talking about the children.
Oh, good. Well, how can we help you today, lovey bug?
Do you see more children?
Do I see more children for you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you can't take care of them. No. You got to take care of yourself for a little while here, Catherine. There's a lot of stress in your life, and you thrive on it, but it's taking its toll a little bit. You need to take a break and kind of give back to yourself before you think about bringing more children in. There's not the most calm environment right now, and that's a lot of that is planetary. A lot of that is just crazy energy kind of bombarding everybody, but it's affecting kids as well. It affects everybody. You need to, but what's being shared with me is that you need a little bit of time for you for a little while. Give yourself what they call a respite, a little time down before you think about that again. What do you think, Jethro?
Very much. And they're telling me, Catherine, that there is a situation that's going on for you that I think that your life has taken on another energy with the kids, and that's what they're trying to tell you. They're telling you, like her, walk lightly, because I feel like there's some other things happening here. It did pick up, and I apologize to you, Catherine. I think you guys were having a discussion as we picked up the phone. Normally, you know, we're worried about you. If the man answers, Catherine will hang up on me. Today, she was sticking up for her son, and I apologize to you because I feel like the guys are saying that's part of what's got you in a situation. You're adopting in people, or you're bringing in people into the family, and right now, you need some time for you is what me and Melissa are both getting. They're telling me your health is starting to be affected by all the tension.
Oh, yeah, it is. I do. I am on a lot of it, too.
Because it's affecting, you know what, Catherine? It's affecting your health, whether you realize it or not. It's causing some imbalances in your, right now I'm seeing your intestinal tract feels off. Your female energy is a little flipped, and your heart is as big as the world and beyond, but your arms are tired. You're tired. And so you've got to start eating, you know, more holistically, if that makes sense, you know, and you're a really good cook. You're a really good cook. Yum, 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 yum. However, you've got to start getting a little bit more holistic in your approach to family and health and healing. And you have to come first right now, today.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I love you. Thank you for calling
me
about my birthday. We love you, Catherine. Make sure you go to psychicsgonewild.com to be a parent. If you would like to be part of our sea controversy here that we're saving people, the sea turtle in Florida, I will be giving away Tuesday, November 12th, my birthday. I will be giving away one winner who will be an adopted parent to the sea turtles. They can have their choice of being an adopted parent to Tampa Red, the 31-pound red sea turtle that we let loose here in Tampa that we're watching, or they can choose one of the new baby sea turtles that will be let loose in Costa Rica. So there will be a prize of that here on November 12th. It's my way of saying thank you, all you listeners, and giving away something to help the sea turtles. I just feel so sad that we are helping them. Those of you who are throwing, make sure you watch with your recycle, because the plastics get out there, they get in the water, and the sea turtle thinks it's their favorite food, jellyfish. They bite it, and then we have all these dead sea turtles. So, Catherine, you still can be a parent yet and not have all that fun responsibility and keep track of your baby on the internet, because I've kept track. Tampa Red is my, like I said, my adopted turtle here. They send you a birth certificate. It's a nice birth certificate. You put the name. It says, you know, Catherine or whoever wins will be their name, and they'll be the parent of the sea turtle. And then you get to watch. My Tampa's out in the top 15 turtles that we are watching. She's number 9. She's more like me. She took after. She's more of an eater than a swimmer. So
all right,
definitely
Catherine.
Keep it. Okay. And we love you dearly. We know that those of you tuning in, Psychics Gone Wild is giving away Christmas presents this year.
Ooh.
Put in emails. We do use the older ones, and you can still put in again this year. So write, say, hey, this is me. I'm on the show. I listened in. Also, we are doing New York date at AOL.com to vote. We've had a lot of people asking yesterday and Friday. We discussed it with Patty, the American Federation. Maximilian is a very unique, positive gentleman, believes in true psychics and this gift. He has started an organization, the American Federation. Those of you who want to vote for us and have it known you feel is a great psychic, a true light worker, it is with you guys' vote that we get placed, and we need your votes. New York melissaberman8@aol.com. Put in Melissa Berman. Put in, had a video. I thank you, Old Man Steve. You made me laugh so bad. I love the video. You vote for Jan and Peg, and Jethro's not too bad. It was just a lot of fun. And we're putting it out there. Continue. Put in for me. Put in for Melissa Berman. Let's have some fun. Put in for the new psychics, too, because there's all these categories. Patty, let us know. If you want to put in for the tarot reader, you can put in for it. There's the one with the magic. There's the one for United Kingdom. There's each one. But put in the ones that you feel are the best. And hint, hint, internet radio. Last year, Psychics Gone Wild was the number two radio show in the world. Let's keep it up there. We love you guys. We're going to continue to be just as crazy as ever, and that's
we've
what
gone wild, 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 wild.
561, are you ready for some fun? Hello, 561. Oh, we scared them. 561 just ran right out the door and went back to their house. So 503, how are you?
I'm good, Jethro. This is October in Portland.
Great.
Hi,
welcome.
Who is this? We can't hear you, love.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. It's just like the commercial. What's your name?
I have a question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's your name?
October. Sorry, I said it earlier and apparently
you
couldn't hear me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
How can we help you, darling?
I have a question about a dream I had.
Okay.
It was actually more than a dream. In the dream, a bird came to me and it started talking to me and telling me things. Now, I can't remember everything. What I do remember was that he told me that this was my last lifetime and that I was doing a good job in the one that I'm at, in now. And I was ecstatic. I was so happy. I'm like, oh, yay, I don't have to come back. And then later on in the dream, there was a bit where there was a puzzle I was putting together. I completed the puzzle, but whenever I completed the puzzle, I noticed that there were all these other pieces. And it, as it turned out, there was a whole complete other puzzle in the box that I hadn't put together yet. So what I've been asking my guides and trying to figure out is, what is the other puzzle? What am I missing? What is
oh,
the
you're
other
not.
Puzzle that I...
You're not missing.
What?
Do you remember what the bird looked like by any chance? What
it
color?
Was it was kind of like a corvid, but it was kind of gray and white. And I remember looking really close, and I asked him at the end who he was. I'm like, who are you? And he says, I'm your superior. And he had like, this is
right.
funny, he had a New York accent.
Okay. He's an ancient elder. There are different beings that are intergalactic that will visit, and they'll take on different form. He's one of your totems as well. Bird is a totem for you, gray, white bird, whatever that bird, the initial instinct was. If you thought it was a, you know, like a parrot or whatever, you'd look that kind of bird up.
Okay.
He's part of your team, your spirit band, and when the puzzle is completed, the puzzle's never complete right away. So you've finished a lot of work already. You know, that first part of the puzzle has been completed. So your stepping stones are so beautifully on time. The next evolution for your soul is coming through. And so what's happening is that you will probably get more dreams, you know, where you see more of the puzzle pieces falling apart, falling into place. If there's a situation in your life right now that's confusing you or there's pieces missing, that's kind of what you want to look into. But you're definitely right on time. And this, you know, the New York accent is, are you on the East Coast, by the way, or?
No, I'm on the West Coast. I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Were you thinking of going to the East Coast?
Yeah. No, not at all. I found it amusing.
To visit at all or anything? To visit
at
all? I'm sorry?
The only time I've ever been on the East Coast was, like, I think when I was about 18 or so.
So you've no desire to visit is what your guides are asking. Okay, so then the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. That would be the metaphor. It's coming from, you know, a higher place and bringing it to you. There's a lot of symbology in your particular dream. How about you, Jethro?
Well, there was a ton more, but it's a radio show. And
we can continue in a private session whenever you'd like, either one of us. Jethro, what do you think?
I feel that October is having that energy, and it's ironic in how all of us do different dream analogy. I'm looking at where it was flying toward you, and for the totem in the air and the alleviation, I feel that it's a freedom dream for you. I'm also hearing the angels tell me that the the totem part and the spiritual part for you, October, is that this development is one. You said one bird, which to me means the unity of the higher spirit in numerology, and I'm hearing that I do agree that it needs to be really looked at because your abilities are going so intense in what's happening. You're going to be busier than you've ever thought possible with this.
Oh,
this
wow.
is just really strong. And I have a speaking up here. We've got a couple of emails we're going to run to. And they're telling me, I love that. I have a little popcorn machine that lets me know it's time to start in with some more activity. I have a friend here that's writing in. Melissa, I have been listening to the show for quite a few months. I have my favorite angels. I have a feeling that you work with the green angel Raphael. I have worked with healing in my life, but I've never sensed such individual work as you are doing. You use the music in your healing sessions, and could I have a psychic reading where you would play music in the background? I think this would heighten my chakra that is closed.
Oh, that's a gorgeous idea. You know, I do the live music when I do. Jethro actually had a workshop, took my workshop, and I took his workshop. It was great, too. But I do creative movement and guided imagery workshop. With a private session, I probably would see what, you know, it's not up to me, it's up to your band of angels and guides how they would want to come through. But everybody can work with Archangel Raphael. His color resonates to emerald green, and then the heart chakra, of course, is the green and pink energy that connects the highest chakras to the lower chakras. And I get the feeling for this lovely person, and thank you for your support, and it just means the world to me. You would do well to hum and la-la and do those sort of things if you aren't doing them right now to get your energy up. You feel like your energy is, you feel fatigued right now, and it feels like you just need, it's almost like you would do good to sleep if you could sleep like Snow White, you know. Somebody kiss you and wake you up, that would be really fun for you. So you just need to get your rest and don't feel like you are being persecuted. It could be a past life thing that you're healing, but definitely you can call in Archangel Raphael as well. You need to hum and la-la for yourself. That's what your band is sharing with me.
Very excellent, and I agree very much. I had a friend ask me yesterday about what was Patty doing on the show Friday with the vowels. She was toning. And those of you who, just exactly what Melissa's talking about, working with those energies, those are one of the things that when you guys are calling us or you're asking one of us, what happened? How did I get involved in this metaphysical? This is one of the really excellent things that you will notice is you'll begin to sense and feel energy also taking on a whole new life force by doing that, by doing the resonation. And I do know, this is a friend of mine. It was ironic because as I was looking here, I kind of cheated and looked up on Facebook where you're coming from. This is a friend that I had sent to them about your class, Melissa. That was very phenomenal. Those of you who listened in, we had classes there, and you can get these CDs, get in contact with us. I know that mine...
Actually, I didn't have mine. I didn't have mine videotaped because it was, you know, it was like done in sacred. Not that anybody else's wasn't done in sacred space because the whole thing was, but I didn't have mine videotaped. So you can bring me to your city and I'll do your work on the workshops.
We're going to grab
it. It's creative movement and creative dramatics, and it's based in, you know, everybody's intuition and their imaginations and creativity. And then I take you through a guided imagery meditation where you receive stuff. And that's where the live music's through the whole thing. Woohoo!
Love that. Yay!
Yeah.
And you guys that are listening in, we've got a bunch of you teasing about the fact of, what are we doing? We're talking about the American Federation. You guys, you got to keep up. You've got six shows going on. I can hear one of you guys on the background, and then you're turning over here to me and... in your spare time, me and Melissa are your third show. I know you guys are trying to get in. We've got a lot of you. Call the 773-897-6461 phone number. It is Mercury retrograde. So we just had a bunch of phone calls turn around and blink out, which means that they kicked you off. Call back. I had a person that told me that they had tried so many times. Well, with Mercury, it is the last hour of it. We're getting through.
Yeah, we're almost out of it. Keep breathing, everybody.
And let's talk about numerology. We found out something very good that I'm learning about it. Through the years, I've always used it for different things to be able to see my accuracy or work with the ability. I'm more of a chakra and aura reader, and I was very gifted with my clairaudience to hear. So this tool is a very good tool. Those of you who are They're asking me, is there numbers, and what would you suggest with a chakra number? What would be your opinion? Melissa, what do you feel with numbers? We know.
Well, I think that a lot of times divine beings are getting our attention, are working really hard through different symbols, different totems, different sounds to get our attention. So sometimes a person can look up the clock and it's like 12:12, and you go, oh, my God. And then you look again later on, it's 12:12 again. So that's the way the divine can immediately let us know that they're with us. Chakras, you know, resonate to their own sounds, their own color, their own number. But I feel that it's a synergistic thing because we have the basic and then we have more. We have tons of chakras. We have different points of light going on all the time. But I think, you know, one of the best books out there is by Doreen Virtue. And it's, I think it's called Doreen Virtue Numbers 101 or number. She has a book and she has gone in through meditation and gone in and, you know, 111 means something. And, you know, but with numerology, you like if you keep seeing, you know, 111 and you add that 1 + 1 + 1 = 3 and that may be a sacred number. That is a sacred number. That's, you know, the mother, father, son. That's the Holy Trinity. It's, you know, there's a lot of symbolism in everyday living, everything that we do. The universe and the divine ones are trying to get our attention. So the more we can tune in, you know, the more we can peel those layers of onion, what they say, the layers of onion and all of that stuff, and we can take a look and go, okay, I keep seeing this number. I'm going to research what that number is, and then I'm going to add it to a single number, and what is that message? And it's basically our homework. I call it spiritual homework.
Mm-hmm. And see that, and I love that, and that's what you want. I had to, you know, and I kind of laughed. The person I've got to write me in Facebook right now, go, well, what happens, Jethro? Why do we do... You're always learning. I love this. My third teacher, those of you who've read my first book, my third teacher in Developing Psychic Reality wrote and said something to me a long time ago. You can learn and know from everyone. And when you stop learning, you're either planted in the ground or something's happened. Because in this,
but if you're planted in the ground, you're going to be learning when you get out of here.
Yeah.
We never stop.
Or what they call, you know, they call it planting you and letting you be able to go to the other side and be back. So that you would be planted into the ground, and then they would basically raise energy with you, but someone stay there in the way of shamanism or light work, and the way you want to look at it, both can be considered light or dark.
Right.
Work.
But your soul leaves the body disintegrates, but the body's the vehicle for the soul and the spirit.
Yes.
So we pass over because we're done with that vehicle. But that's another conversation. but my point also, not only are we learning stuff, but the privilege and the new world and everything that's happening is we, the higher beings, the blessed beings, the highest, are now in contact with us. And so we're working on our own being so that we are, you know, in that space, that crystalline space. And it's an everyday process. It's a process in order to communicate. Some people call it the veil. Some people call it whatever. But we are now in such direct communication because we are creating this new life force.
Very true. And
Just saying, okay?
and I agree. And that is like, no, you're right on. And that's what I love. We've got some of the room that are still talking about how they calm or do toning. Same thing with meditation or prayer. And that's exactly what we're talking about. We've got so many topics. That's what I want you guys to enjoy with Psyche's Gone Wild. I feel very complimented. I've got a couple more of them. Emails here. It looks like our phones are being held. I've got two I can't pick up and a third one. Please just hang up and call back in, 773-897-6461. This does happen, and today it is a wild Sunday. I had an individual tease me. They said, what are you doing over there in Florida? What I'm doing is I went to Orlando. I rode the balloon. We went and had some fun. We're going to be going tonight. We're going to be enjoying the Blue Men, those of you who have heard that music before.
Wow.
And I have a very great relationship that we both live and enjoy our lives, so we decided that each birthday we're going to really enjoy it. I took her to hear Fleetwood Mac, and Stevie Nicks is one of her favorite singers, so she is returning the favor for me now, and we're going to go listen to the Blue Men. One thing I love about the guides and the work of doing this type of work is that, you know, music resonates, and it's the way that I was taught the angels bring guides and messages to you. If you've got a radio, this is an old exercise if you want to do psychic little easy work. Take the old radio that you used to have that you turn the dial with, not the digital. Digital effects different. The old radio, sense with your energy, your feet down, do a meditation of relaxing energy or just a breathing, calming, clear your mind, and take and turn that dial. The minute you feel an energy, any sensation, leave it in that music. And I know you're going to go, I don't want to hear the music. I mean, I don't speak Spanish, but the first two times I did it, I would hit a Spanish station or I would hit a station that I don't personally know the music of. I left it there. What you will feel with music and the angels, you'll feel the notes, resonation, like Tony. You'll also begin to really sense and do the vibration. This is a really good tactic that I utilize with a lot of students who want to be clairaudient. Because let's say you do it and then you hit the old radio station that's going, bad, bad, Leroy Brown, lightning is striking again and again. You need to take and then write out of the next five songs what you feel each song in what emotion and what strength you feel. And you're going to realize, I know people are like, yeah, the radios are all fake. So what? Mind and purpose and pattern. You learn psychology, you'll understand psychology and your mind work together with your psychic ability. Your sixth sense is feeding your mind. So pattern is you're hearing all love songs. Jimmy left Marianne, Silly left So-So, and they all kicked the door. That music and that their audience is putting out that emotion to you of a lost love, obviously. If you listen to pick it up, those B sharp, those other musical notes are also resonating through your fifth chakra and your blue and saying, communicate. Don't let her get away from you. That's why you love those old songs. Here's that musical of, oh, baby, you left me. Well, it's playing that song and it's resonating to your blue chakra. Speak up. Say something. Don't let her out the door. You see what I'm saying? So you have to go that extra energy. I mean, Melissa, you know, we did do it out of privacy with it, and those of us who get Melissa to come, you've got to take a class with her. I will share a little bit. She did some magic. She did some energy with us, a very positive energy, and because of us getting to act it out and actually be a part of the work she did with us, we left this class empowered by each and every one of our abilities together. It's not an easy thing to do. Those of you who are teachers, remember, when you're sitting there and you're teaching a class, you know, as all of us do in metaphysical, you're sending something that's not tangible. I had a person teach me, they said, Petro, I can't send and receive, meaning they couldn't pick up psychically energy. But when they left my class, they were open and they felt the energy. That's what you'll get from Melissa's class.
Thank you. It is all about empowerment, and this work is all about empowerment. You know, our spiritual path is about empowerment. So when we get in a position where we feel controlled or manipulated or somebody's misusing their power, when we take the opportunity to heal it and move through it, we get more empowered. And it's not easier. It's easier said than done. It's not always an easy thing to do, but there's a lot of tools that we have. And again, consciousness, spirit is always trying to get our attention. The ancients are the moderns. You know, when you look back, the ancients are really the moderns. So it's... and keep moving forward.
True. And I love this. And see, this is why I love Melissa. You guys ask me, I mean, I've lived in Sedona, Arizona. I've lived in Los Angeles. I've lived in Galveston. I'm now in Tampa, Florida. Colorado Springs by the Garden of the Gods. Long story short, I have met the best, the longest, the strongest, most of the individuals in different types of this work because this is my life. I can tell you what I love about our Psychic's Gone Wild people. Those of us who are really strong and intense good workers like me, Melissa, Patty, are individuals who we want our students to be better. I am so proud of my students. I have a student that reads in Seattle. I have a student that reads in the Rocky Mountains. The student Jeremy is really doing phenomenal. The student Dawn is doing really great in her area. These are people that I helped along their way. You want to empower. It's where you get scary when you get a teacher, come here and I will teach you $8.95 an hour, $6.74, three hot, and tomorrow you will be able to shine like the bulb you are. No, that's not it. What you want is
that's somebody misusing their power. That's control.
Yes.
Right there. That you will run the other way. And, you know, I work with kids. I teach theater and dance and music, and I work a lot with at-risk, underserved, and special needs kids, all different populations of kids. And, you know, my intention, my MO, is always about their empowerment, and you get to witness them unfolding, you know, their creativity, their imagination, their ability to be social with each other and leave their pain a little bit behind in the door. If they are in pain, they transmute it, you know, because there's emotional abuse that goes, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with kids, and so, you know, we start at a young age there. I'm not going in and saying, you know, I did a music class, a music theater class, and we did a song from Hair. We did Age of Aquarius, and I talked about astrology, and they were all into it. You know, I had enough time with them that, you know, they were a little older kids, and you just plant seeds. You never know whether you have a private student or whether you all of us are out. We never know what little seed we may plant. You know, and it's always about that empowerment, and it's always about that, you know, that life force, that God force, that spark within, whatever, goddess force, or whatever is your truth, whatever is your path, that point inside that says, you know, I, you know, viva, you know, and I have verve, and I have energy, and this is what makes me joyful, you know, that creative spark, baking, or dancing, or writing, or plumbing, or whatever you do. There's no wrong there. It really, there really isn't a right or wrong there. It's that spark, you know, and that's empowerment.
I love that. Yes, you know, and you know, and those of you who know, like, I mean, one of the great things, we've got people writing about the class. We'll need to get to Melissa and do a class where you guys can get with us, and me and Melissa will do it through the internet. I'll like this. You guys can hear us. Melissa will call in. I would run it through there. We would talk. She could do an hour and a half or 2 hour class. You guys could sit back, listen, learn her energy, and, you know, get the benefit of it. Melissa will put together one here by
Christmas.
Yeah,
I mean, it wouldn't be a creative movement class, but I could definitely do a guided imagery class with you guys and have music in the background and then talk you through it. That's for sure. But the other classes that I do, you know, I also do pendulum work and how to work with your chakras and your organs. That's a whole different thing. And I'm all packed and ready to come visit Jethro and Kay whenever there's something for me to come for, or anybody else who wants me. It's easy to come to you. And then, and especially if you're in LA, that's a no-brainer. I'm there in a minute. But we all have our little ways of getting it. We fly, we call, whatever. But anyway, yes, for the creative movement and the creative Germanics classes, those would have to be in person. But that's something to work towards. Because we're psychic gone wild.
Yes, we are, and that's what we love about it. This is we have a couple of emails here that I picked up. One of the emails is this individual is writing about they do not understand why individuals seem to think there's only one way of astrology, and I feel this person's confused. And the reason I'm not reading out just exactly what you typed is it was very, very negative what you wrote, and I think you're a little confused about the fact that we promote tools in all ways. I believe in anything that's light. I do not believe or will not advocate dark. Not that I am not aware of it, because I do know, but I just do not advocate or promote it in any form. But I do understand what you're saying is their frustration is that they've had individuals who've tried to read their astrology or tried to read with angels or tried to read with tools, and they've never found someone. And so I'm bringing out, basically, you're not found your right psychic or the person that resonates with you. I would like me, Melissa, will give you some ideas and some tips that we have on how to find your perfect psychic, because everyone has someone that can read or help them in their spiritual way. It's right. Very frustrating to us when you find someone who's bad, because then you go out and give all of us a bad name when someone has not done what they should. By rights, if it didn't resonate, I would tell them that. I think it's fair to say,
right.
Know what I'm saying?
Right, and the thing about astrology, I want people to understand, like like we talked earlier, everything's a tool, everything's a gift. It's not like if, you know, you do your astrology and go, I'm not going out today because that's not the point. You look and see the planets are synergistic with us. Their aspects are synergistic with us. They're trying to get our attention. They're trying to teach us. If we look at it in that form that everything is trying to teach us, as far as, you know, anything. And you have to be really open and ready. Don't go in and test a psychic. Don't go in and say, I'm going to prove you wrong. Or go in with the attitude that you're ready for some healing, that you're ready, if this is for all of us, that you're ready to get to your next answer, your next step. Don't go in and try, don't mess with a psychic. Don't test people. That gets in the way of you getting your information, too. I'm not saying this person specifically, but I know that that's happened for certain people. It's like, no matter what I try, I can't get a good reading. Sometimes it's because we have expectations of maybe how it's supposed to go, or we don't want to listen to what is coming through. We have a certain expectation, and sometimes the guidance is different than what we, you know, usually it connects with what we feel in our hearts, and then it goes beyond that because those are the messages coming in. So
exactly, and I don't know who this person is. I apologize to him. The name you wrote me and the person, and there's like these two names from this. But it sounds like, also, I got to let you know, what you wrote here is that you went to this person consecutively for over a couple of years here. When it happens like that, there's two things going on. One, okay, the person, it was giving you some kind of fulfilling need. Obviously, you wouldn't keep coming back. Also, you need to take a time in between. I don't read individuals month to month unless there's something very serious going on, like a divorce.
I'm the same way. Yeah, I'm like, if you look on my thing, an hour reading is what I usually recommend because it'll last you a year or so, but I do, if you plug on my link, through Psychics Gone Wild, it'll tell you, like, what the fee is. But I also do 15-minute readings, 30, 45, 90, and an hour. I mean, 45 and an hour. But a lot of times it depends on who you go to are going to give you a big blueprint overall reading. And then, you know, when you need a touch-up or a tune-up or something comes up, that's kind of like Jethro's saying, you know.
Exactly. And that's what we know. And so that's what we're giving you those clues. And I do have to tell you, I have readings, and I do not go in as Psychic Jethro. I go in and my nickname is Jeff. I usually try to really make sure I leave my rings at home, which those of you know, a lot of times I wear power rings or I wear different things that give away that I am what I do for a living. I go in there very downcast. And I listen, because I'll tell you the hardest thing for a person to do a reading, and this is something that I've learned out of respect for me, is that I'll be picking up energy, and I'm getting really intense things. And from what I'm picking up from reading this, say, you go in there, be prepared so you can afford to pay attention. You just paid for the reading. Now, if you sit there for 30 minutes or 25 or whatever you're reading, and they just told you the sun will come out, the moon will come down, your life is there, and nothing tangible, I do feel you're right to say, these are questions I have. Ask them specific questions. You know, you can ask them, am I going to be in a relationship when you already are? Because that's two things. The person's going to look, and if they're really sensing, like Melissa just said, you know, giving those piece of readings of those ones, they're going to listen and be with you. That's one thing that I from what I'm reading and understanding, I think this person you met there in Texas, you had someone there that was working with you. You were lonely because this is almost three pages of basically a situation that sounded like you fell in love with your psychic. Because I have people who come to me, they love me being positive, being honest, being direct with them. They're not really listening. So there's also a big thing I will tell you, and I've done this for the last couple of years. I request you to bring a phone or a cassette player, because if you record it, this is an excellent thing for me, because I'm going so fast or I'm picking up energy, you also can hear yourself.
And I like people to, they can tape it, but sometimes it doesn't tape, you know, because sometimes the guides are like, no. But I always like people to take notes when I do readings, because then they have that physical thing. Because a lot of times guidance comes through and it doesn't even hit. It may not hit for another 6 months or something. I mean, we just never know what's being prepared. And I know for Jethro and myself, we prepare like lesson plans. You know, we work with our team to work with your team, and they prepare basic lesson plans, and we get homework.
Exactly.
Very simple. Yeah, we do. We go wild.
We love all of you guys that are writing in. We have it down to where we've got a few more minutes. We're going to go ahead with them. And I hope that helped you. Definitely, there's always a time for it, too. And I want to add just quick, because we've got timing. Now, there's a time for a reading. If you're sitting there and you really have extra time on your hands and you didn't want to go to the mall today and you're sitting there and you've got these, you know, there's no question in your mind of what's coming up with your future. But if you have questions, that's when to go. There's a martyring with yourself of sitting down and doing it. And that's, once again, like I love both me and Melissa are professionals. We do make sure that you take that time in between. I can tell you, I know of other individuals who will tell you it's great to do this for other reasons. There are ones who do it for like, okay, you haven't had your manicure this month, but you feel like being entertained.
Yeah. But the other thing too is the usually what draws somebody to have a reading is there's like this little intuition that just says, I really need help. I got to go today. And you just don't question it. It's this kind of thing. And if you're sitting on the fence, don't go yet. You know, something will kind of inspire you. Today's the day I need to do it, or I need to make an appointment. Because it really is, you know, it's really about sacred knowledge and sacred words coming through and sacred guidance coming through. And when it isn't and that doesn't feel right, then that's telling you something. But we hope that you find the right person. You will.
We have down here from Daniel from this is actually from Idaho. Daniel is writing down that he has had quite a bit of activity in his rock shop, where individuals have been coming in and noticing that their chakras are feeling different. They feel that the ascension has happened. I've done a lot of studies on this, but I don't understand why are we still being pushed with our chakras after many of us have opened up and ascended. Now we're going to a different level where stones are feeling different. Have you had any of this happen, Melissa, in California?
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody's on a different place in their path and their journey. And ascension never ends. You know, we are striving for that crystalline connection of being able to be one in the light, in love, in human form. And we have to deal with our stuff, you know. But the vibration, for people to feel that the crystals are different, that's awesome. As long as they're feeling that the crystals are vibrating newly, you know, which they are. Everything is vibrating at a higher energy frequency. We have higher energy frequencies, but we are dealing with intergalactic battles. And I know it sounds kind of woo-woo, but, you know, knock on wood, we're winning, and we just wish all of them a great life somewhere else. But, you know, the powers that were and all of that. But we aren't stopping, you know. We're the brigade now. And so things are feeling differently. Food is probably tasting differently to people. Crystals are definitely people are listening. They're paying attention. The crystals are calling to them. They're going to feel differently. The chakra system, yeah, it's been blown out and redone. And, you know, we have the ancient with the new. It's just we've always had all these other chakras, but we're activating so much more in our consciousness now that it's just feeling like, you know, oh my God, will I ever stop spinning? And will I ever be able to breathe again? Or will I ever be able to laugh again? And it's just we have to go through it. And we are in scorpionic energy right now. This is one of the hugest transformational times we could possibly be in, is these past few months, especially with the Sun in Scorpio, Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, Pluto energy. There's just so much. And, of course, Scorpio in its highest form is transformation.
And I love that. We've got a lot of people just confirming the same thing. They're all writing in ascension, working with their energy, very much in agreement. We are down to the last of the shows. You guys go on to psychicsgonewild.com. Give us a chance. We really hope. I hope I helped you so much. I know that you were having such a situation, the person that was going here, you know, having some other stuff. And they said what else you went through is that you went into another part of your life where you couldn't even begin to situate or figure out where this energy is. And that's what I think that there's where you need that person. Sit down, get a time with us. There's nothing wrong with like I wanted to make sure I clarify. I do know people who, they'll tease me and they call them, they're the psychic addicts. There's nothing wrong with going in and having one or two readers that you have to do. So you guys understand. But I'm just saying, I don't think you should go in week after week, and I would not see you. Just like Melissa just told you, she sees you on pieces and times of it. You have to have time for this, the reading.
Right. It's therapy, but it's a form of, well, we're not licensed therapists, but we deal with spiritual truth and spiritual lessons, and we go a different form. If you become addicted to a psychic, you're not doing your work. So if you're in a weird situation and you need help, like you would go to a therapist, that's like an emergency situation. But it's usually, you know, maybe you'll go twice in 1 month and then you won't need something for 3 months or 4 months. We don't encourage anything but empowerment, and we're here for you. Don't make a mistake about that. We are here for you, and if you're in a crisis mode, then we give you other tools and other people even to talk with. But I've been through that, where there's been a crisis situation, and sometimes that person, myself included, may need, you know, two readings, like one in 2 weeks, another, just to kind of get through a rough spot, and then you're on your way for another few months or whatever, if it's that intense. It does happen. But if you're finding that the person that you're reading with is not talking to your heart, you need to move on, because you need somebody that's going to set boundaries like Jethro does very clearly, but loves you still. You don't want somebody telling you, yeah, it's all going to be perfect and everything's, because if it's not, you need guidance, and all of us need help to get to where it will be better. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I've gone wild.
We are going to tease you guys that are on the system here today. We are trying to, you know, now the show will not let me go to the ending part, so we're going to have a minute or two going. We have a person that's beating on the door. That's my reading that's here to work. Melissa, thank you. You rock. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Mercury still got to grab us one more time with feeling, because it's
almost done. Thank you, everyone. It is a privilege, Jethro, to be working with you. I just adore you and Kay and everyone and everybody out there. Thank you for your generous time. We'll see you next Sunday.
Sunday, and blessings, everybody. Wow, wow, wow.
Happy birthday, Jethro.
Thank you. I'll be 1 year older when we talk again.
Bye. I guess we're done. Hello?